Let's meet our next contestants, Kate Hanley. You are an administrator at a university and take circus classes.
I do.
I like that. What drew you to circus classes?
My daughter took them, and the chairs there were incredibly uncomfortable. So when they had a level one adult aerials class, I said, well, I should do that instead of sitting in an uncomfortable chair.
Yeah, so you're flying around in the air?
Kind of, a little bit, yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Oh, so silks, where you climb up and you flip upside down,
yeah,
and slide down, and the trapeze, and I'm taking a handstand class, so.
A handstand class?
Yeah.
Is that, so you're walking on your
Not
hands?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm but still, you know.
That's kind of amazing. Has it made you, these skills approach life in any different way?
You know, yes, I am deathly afraid of heights, so I have been able to conquer that fear. So, yay.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Kate.
Yeah.
Your opponent is Jenna Poor. You are currently on a staycation.
Yeah.
How long is your staycation going for?
For as long as it takes for me to find a job.
Ah. I see. Jenna, what is something you always forget?
How to be on time.
Okay.
And you want me to hire you? You gotta take that off your resume, Jenna. That's not gonna...
Jenna has a creative mind. She calls unemployment a staycation, and she forgets to show up on time. Kate, what's something you always forget?
Well, as a woman of a certain age, I just started using reading glasses. I have 10 pairs, and I don't know where they are.
not a one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I look forward to that. Your game is simple. It's called Did You Ever Notice? I'm going to ask you questions about things you've seen many, many times. There are only two possible answers to each question. Buzz in to answer. Be careful, though. If you guess incorrectly, your opponent automatically scores the point. Here we go. Red or white? What color is the bottom stripe on the American flag? Kate?
Red.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Because if it was white, how would you know when the flag ended? It would just go on. Left or right on the Apple logo, what side is the bite mark on? Jenna.
Right?
That is correct. Yeah. And according to the designer of the logo, he put the bite mark on it so people wouldn't think it was a cherry.
Oh. There you go.
Right, because yeah, nobody bites cherries.
No. I know. I always thought the Apple logo was a little cherry. With a small mouse took a bite out of or something like that.
Did you really?
No, who thinks that?
No.
Numbers or Roman numerals, which are on Big Ben's clock face? Kate?
Numbers.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Roman numerals. I know, it's very old. It doesn't take selfies. 3 or 4, how many dots are on the Domino's pizza domino? Jenna?
3?
3 is correct. Yeah. They represent Domino's 3 original stores. The original plan was to add a dot for each new store they opened. They thought it would just, I guess, end at...
That really sets a limit right there.
6. Yeah. It would just be over.
It'd just be done. Oh, well.
Yeah, it turns out 10,000 stores, they just kept with the 3 dots. A crown or a wreath of laurels? What is the siren in the Starbucks logo wearing on her head? Jenna.
Crown?
Crown is correct. Yes, indeed. Made of lattes. Yeah, you can clap. Couple more. Right or left, in which hand is the Statue of Liberty holding her torch? Jenna.
Right?
Right is correct. Yes. Right, other hand, she's holding a tablet. Inscribed with the date. If she was made today, she'd be holding a vape pen and an iPad. Yes. Sad. Yes or no, does Mr. Monopoly wear a bow tie? Kate.
Yes.
He does indeed. Yes, he does, yeah. And he's building a wall. Building a wall between Marvin Gardens and Waterworks. Right.
People at Connecticut Avenue are going to pay for it.
And this is your last clue. Hearts or spades in a standard deck of cards. Which is the only king who does not have a mustache? Jenna.
Spade?
I'm sorry, it's hearts. Yeah, the hearts one does not have a mustache. Who needs a porn stash when you're the king of hearts? Great game. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
In this 50-50 game, Jenna was the more observant one. Congratulations, you're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we'll bounce off the walls with Big Frida, Queen Diva, and we've got a bootylicious music game, so stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.